Hey, this is Denver Wade Trent, and you are listening to Rock Paper Podcast with Chris and Shane.
Welcome to Rock Paper Podcast. My name is Chris Buter.
I'm Shane Presley.
We are now officially on iTunes. Exciting stuff. So we'll be famous here very shortly. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Rock Paper Podcast without the T, and on Facebook. But instead of SoundCloud, now you can get these on iTunes. So that's pretty awesome. Our guest this week, musician Wade Trent, who not only is awesome at guitar, but also coincidentally wore a video game t-shirt like myself. He's got a Call of Duty World at War shirt on. I got a Legend of Zelda. So already it's off to a good start. Wade, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you got this beautiful looking guitar here. How long have you been playing?
I started playing when I was six.
I was waiting for you. I could have started last week. Right, yeah, I just picked it up, got on YouTube, and yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
I learned the G chord, man. Yeah. You're going to love it.
Yeah, just play a couple things. So six, you said you went six?
Six, 24 years.
Holy cow.
24 years.
I started when I was 17, and I still suck.
Yeah,
not very good. One of those things where I started playing, and I taught my brother how to play, and he, like, in 2 weeks was way better than I was. Yeah. It was stupid.
Well, it's one of those things that... If I tried to learn now or later on, it wouldn't happen. Yeah. My patience sucks.
Yeah.
So I did it before I even knew what patience was.
Whatever, oh, there you go. You know what I mean? Got all the good stuff, like the basics out of the way. Mm-hmm. You're on to go. So you do a mixture of covers and originals, is that correct?
I do. I have been writing. There's actually a couple of musicians that are really talented I've been writing with on Wednesdays and Sundays. So before long, I'll have enough to get out and start pushing it.
That's cool. So, I've always been curious, and maybe this is a dumb question, probably is, but, like, is it more intimidating, probably, to go out and do, like, original material, or you think covers? Like, because you think, like, doing the covers, there's more expectation. Like, this has been done, or is it, like, more difficult to go
out? I've never thought of it like that.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks!
He stopped playing guitar after that day, because...
Can we cuss?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, we're totally cool.
Thanks for fucking that up.
Yeah, right. Now my son can't listen to this. Thanks a lot. Jeez.
We're gonna get fined by the FCC.
Yeah. No, I told iTunes we were explicit. So that was totally cool.
I've never thought. Either or, they suck. I'm nervous on either one of them. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I just, it was when I was driving here, I was thinking, you know, kind of stuff to ask you, and that's something that just crossed my mind. I'm like, I wonder if it's harder to play covers where there's that expectation the song's been done, or...
Theory, it probably would be.
Or, you know, your own stuff, and you're like, this is something totally original, throwing it out to
people. I think it would equal out, because covers, you have that going, man, what are people going to think, because that's already done, do I sound good enough, or whatever... or if you're doing your originals, then you're nervous if anybody's going to like it at all.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, I mean, as a fan, I think it might be easier to pass off covers, though, being, like, as long as you're close enough, I think people, especially in a bar vibe, when people have been drinking, they can easily start singing along with you and stuff, and unless you just completely butcher it. But
that would be me.
Right.
We're going to play the song that I think you didn't even play. The words were not even right at all. You just were
Samsonite. I was way off.
You guys didn't recognize Baby Got Back?
What's wrong with you? So, you've been playing since you're little. So is this like more of something you're kind of pushing for a career? Or is it something just a hobby? Is it really pursuing for a... That's awesome. So what kind of genre... Or do you just play kind of anything? Do you just are you a fan of all sorts of music? Or
I am a fan. I truly believe, if it's good music, it doesn't matter what genre it is.
So, right.
I was raised on country, but man, I've been in raised on old gospel. Actually, I was doing when I was 12. I went with a guy from church and would help him set up at an old gospel. So I was raised on gospel. And country, and then when I started playing, all we had was an acoustic, so I learned on that. And then when I was 9, I got my first electric, and then I got into metal, you know. Yeah. And then I got into death metal,
of course. Right. I mean, that's only natural progression.
Right.
Once you hit metal, you gotta go, it's not heavy enough.
Right, it's not heavy enough. And then I got out of high school and was into the blues. That's my main thing. And then when I started doing the acoustic thing, then alternative, because that's always been... It's weird, man. Like, when I'm playing, I'm not good with lyrics, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's like the radio in my head, and I play along with it.
Oh, right.
So I'll make up words if I don't know them.
There you go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, and then if you're like, sometimes you're playing a bar, people are drunk, they're not going to know anyway. They're just like, hey, man, freaking song, man.
I throw some perverted tags in there.
Those are my favorite one, because like, people don't see it coming, but like, I just laugh so hard when some of those lines you drop in there. And
the ones who get it smile, the ones who don't, I laugh at them because I'm like, I just made fun of you, man.
Yeah, they even knows it.
Jeez. She's a whore and she doesn't even know it.
He seemed real. It was beautiful singing, but he was kind of a dick now that I think about he was singing about me. It was really rude, man. Jeez. So are there any like artists or who's really kind of you said all over the place? Anybody who's like you're, because I know like some bands that I'm just into, like you have those things where you're just obsessed with them. Are there any artists that you're just like huge fans of that you?
Yeah, there's many of them. But guitar wise, there's Jeff Healey. Mm-hmm. Of course, Stevie Ray was one I grew up on. But Jeff Healey was the one, that's the guy who I was obsessed with. Vocally, Aaron Lewis is one of them.
Yeah.
There's all kinds.
Well, I guess, I mean, yeah, like I said, if you have all different influences, it's going to be, all kinds, you know, all sorts of people are going to pick different pieces for different things.
Like Sunday, I was at, actually, the first time I played the electric guitar in a long time, a couple mm-hmm. years, actually. It was a big jam I got invited to, and we were over there, and they were like, hey, do some leads, so I got to do, and it's been so long, and I'm in such a different spot now. I was doing leads, and it was like Brad Paisley / Healy / Slayer / Dimebag. I'm like, where the fuck am I going?
What's happening?
Right. But it was awesome,
just
man.
Just following the guitar, man. Right. Just go wherever. Yep. That's awesome.
I was reading in the Rolling Stone this week. It was all about country. And they were saying how all these different artists now are like gone country, like from rock to country, and they were talking about like Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish is now a big country star, and how Sheryl Crow was a rock, and like I feel like they've been doing the same music, just now country music has kind of accepted them into their thing, you know. So it's like they made them a mainstream country artist now, but like those songs that Hootie and the Blowfish and Sheryl Crow were putting out were, you know, pretty much country anyway. Yeah.
I think the name needs to change. Honestly, when you say country to me, I'm thinking Garth.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking Alan Jackson.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's not country.
It's pop music.
Well, see, and that's what I've heard. I was watching something they're talking about Garth Brooks, like when he kind of got going, because he really was one kind of put country, pop country in a sense, like on the map. And I think that's, people will kind of debate that that's when country started to move towards a more pop.
Right.
And not because Garth Brooks, like he's the one country guy that I really like listen to, and I know all, you know, most of his stuff.
Right. Me too.
But yeah, like Alan Jackson. That's what I was curious to see what your thoughts on were, like the genre, because
country,
it's so,
man, is so good. George Strait and them.
Yeah.
You know that? I mean, growing up on it, some of it, I was like, ah, okay, but it was so Alabama. You know, all of them.
Roll on.
Diamond Rio.
Yeah. Well, that's a, like
shit, man.
Yeah, music to now. Me. Country music now just seems like it's very. I mean, I think it's just music in general. It's very produced, and there doesn't seem it seems like somebody put a YouTube video of like all these country songs, and they have to have like these you know certain topics in them, and there's like they played like the top five country songs from like last year, and they're all like the same pattern. It's like it's just all seems like a formula, and it's not
right
what it used to be.
And they try to justify it as this is everyday life of
right.
It's like, come on, man, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess it's good because you're getting exposure to different genres, and you start seeing crossovers, but at the same time, you know, people are like, country music now, and you listen to it, you're like, that doesn't sound like country music at all. I mean, it just seems way too
it's commercialized, man.
Yeah, I don't know. And I guess there's people are gonna could say the same thing with, like you said, 90s or any thing, but I'm in the same boat as you are, that
but
I
it's
thought,
but it's big. I mean,
yeah, it's really taken off now. Then and like I said, I think Garth Brooks and even, like I said, Alan Jackson was the two kind of really got it going, and then now it's just...
This is what it seemed like. And I've never been able to put it into words, and I've tried. I've had many comments. But it seems like if you took Garth, and he was nothing as big as he was, his music would have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
In his living room, he wrote it, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't buy that now.
Yeah, I think
today's country, I don't buy that.
Maybe the thing that Garth Brooks kind of helped move forward that's so big now is like the big arena country stars, because Garth Brooks put on a show. It wasn't just right. like, you know, he's the one who really, you know, the country guys during that time, it was unheard of to be just like this big, not theatrical, but like right. Garth Brooks was like on wire. I mean, he was just put on a freaking right. phenomenal show.
And his biggest fan, Garth was a biggest fan too, Chris LeDoux, which
yeah.
wasn't near as popular as Garth, but it was real.
Right.
You know what I mean? And yeah. that what sold. I mean, if Garth Brooks is going to be obsessed with you,
right? Yeah, you know
what I mean.
Yeah,
you buy that; it's real.
Yeah, Garth Brooks, man, I could just listen to his stuff all the time. I don't think he's on Spotify. That kind of bums me out. So I listen to Spotify and like, yeah. I could listen to some Garth Brooks right now.
And it's the songs that didn't make that radio that were. That's yeah. when you know when the songs don't hit the radio and yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Well, you could listen to it. Like he had a couple of those like double disc, just greatest hits. Right. But you're like. Every single song on here is just phenomenal, and right. I don't know.
Like Alabama, when yeah. they have more number one songs than people do songs, period.
Right.
You know, it's like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Man. Well, and something me and you talked about in, like, the first episode is, like, the attention span of people now is just so... It's got to be hard to be an artist, and we've actually talked about it a couple times. So, like, people's attention span, it's so, I want this now, and then within a year, they've moved on to somebody bigger and better. And that's because also commercialized of like yeah. the industry right. of just like people are, they're losing so much money on like the big high end major labels that there's not a whole lot of money to make. And that's why you see a lot more like, I guess, independent artists being able
you
to
see, and you see a lot of these guys live and it's like,
yeah, right.
Really? You yeah. know what I mean? Auto-tune's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Like, oh.
Yeah. It makes me sick.
I don't know. That's, and it comes back to your thing where like, there's always going to be people who are like, have a passion for that type of music, and you can't fault them for it, because it's just like me saying I enjoy Third Eye Blind, and somebody be like, Third Eye Blind sucks.
Right.
It's all personal opinion, and just like there's, me and my buddy have had that conversation where there's no such thing as bad music, yeah. because somebody's always going right. to find a passion for it.
And like when I said, man, it doesn't matter what genre, if it's good, it works.
Right.
And Aaron Lewis is great at that, because it's like, When he whatever converted, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Yeah.
He's the same in there as he is in Stain. It doesn't matter. He's even yeah. doing like some of the music's the old style Merle, and it works, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't matter.
Right. And that's, I guess, I mean, you almost have to, I mean, if you would have thought of, if he would have tried to put out something like that with Stain, there's no chance, because that fan base, some of them are so kind of straightforward, like, we want to hear this, that you have to actually break away and probably do your own thing to have the opportunity right. to do that, because, and then people can see, oh, wow, this
and
is...
And they gave it a chance.
Right,
it's like,
yeah.
It's the same dude, man.
Yeah. You know it's what just, I mean? Yeah, it's yeah. it's funny where
it's
if
you... It's the beautiful thing about it. At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah. It's funny how, when people put labels on certain things, how they just kind of tunnel vision into that mm-hmm. genre. And it's like, if you wouldn't have just said this is metal or rock and just said, listen to this and see what you think, and said, this is... Aaron Lewis from Stain. You could have said, this is Stain, and they'd be like, oh, that's awesome. But the fact that, like, this is just Aaron Lewis. People, I think, sometimes are too, I don't know what the word is, like, particular about it being this band or this guy, and they want them to be in this genre. When really, it's just like, if it's good music, man, just enjoy it.
Right, that's, exactly.
If you get a kick out of it, that's all that matters. So.
And what I was getting into, like, how it was all good, because I saw Aaron speaking to him live, and he did... like a couple covers, a couple of Stain songs, and a couple of off his new country albums, and they all sound like they could be on the same album. I mean, it's not like, you know,
right.
it's not like, okay, here's my rock song, here's my country song.
Here, let me change my voice.
Yeah, right. It's
all his stuff.
You should put it on a parenthesis, yeah. like release it on yeah. an album, put
that's
it on a parenthesis, country.
That's yeah. the biggest compliment that I get that's changed from recently to when I first started, is now they're going... That didn't sound like the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like you, because now I can take them
and put your own spin on it.
And I found my range and my where I'm comfortable, and then I yeah. make it And then I feel that, and then it's a whole different...
It doesn't sound like a cover. It's almost like your own... That's how, like, there's some songs that you listen to, especially, like, how big YouTube is with people who are able to upload their own kind of covers and stuff.
Right.
And you're like, that sounds better than, you know, some of these others. Like, I know...
Right.
Who is it? Voice Avenue's gotten big from doing covers. And some of their stuff sounds like... There's a Linkin Park song they did. It just sounds awesome. I'm like, this almost sounds better than Linkin Park, just because they put a different spin on it. And may not be necessarily their lyrics, but, man, you turn a song into it, whether it's soft or however, and I'm like, this is really pretty. I could listen to this all day, you know?
Right.
Or even some of the pop songs where they just make it all poppy and then Voice Avenue comes and they make it really kind of more mellow and like almost have heart to it, and you're like, God, this is a really pretty song when it's not auto-tuned to hell and you know, whatever,
right.
You know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Beauty of music.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
When it's pure, it's good no matter what.
Yeah. And they make pure music.
Yeah, get
instead
on
of
it,
our
man.
Techno, I know. All our techno songs.
Well, they make it so easy now that
These
half talented people sound like $1 million and it's not the case, man.
Yeah.
I think, like, there's that guy, Joey Moy, like, I don't know, he's been seeking a lot of, or been receiving a lot of praise because he's produced, like, that Florida Georgia Line album, which, like, blew up with all those guys that are big in country now. But he also, like, produced, like, Nickelback's album. So, like, as a lot of people are calling Florida Georgia Line now the new, like, Link. Nickelback of country, and because they really are, like, if you break down, like, the production and stuff, like, he took the same format of Nickelback and applied it to the FGL record, and, like, so, but he's got, like, a kind of a structure, a format that works, and he keeps kind of spinning these songs, and they're all, you know, they're different songs, there's similarities
flow
in there,
to it,
yeah, so, like, and people are, like, you know, that's hot right now, so people are like, you just keep putting these out, and like they're all pretty much the same song.
I think it's funny how pop artists get all this recognition when really, like, you look at how many people actually wrote these songs. Like, I would love to know a song that some of these pop artists have actually written, and that's what that always drove me nuts. Is that, like, I feel like if you're gonna be a big, you know, star or whatever, I mean, sure, anybody can teach somebody to go and do choreography or whatever, but, like, some of the songs that get really big are written by these individuals, and good for them, like, if they can write a song, it's awesome, but, like, it just drives me nuts when it's like, okay, you're basically a musician, you're basically being told to just sing this that was written by somebody else, you just go sing and then you get all the credit for it, and that's, like, that always drove me nuts, that it's like, when they don't do their own stuff, when they don't, you know, they get big off of stuff that somebody else wrote for them, and that's, I'm sure, how the industry is, but I just always found more respect, especially for, like, seems like more rock bands get, you know, are more sincere with writing their own music, you know, because they have to write.
Or the ones that do, that don't make it big.
Yeah.
You know, but they stick to their guns and do their own stuff.
Right. It's one thing, and then compared to, like, you know, Lady Gaga, whoever, and it's like, okay, it's basically walking up and saying, all right, here's the song, go out there and, or go sing it, and then Lady Gaga's huge for it. It's like, I mean, I'm sure these songwriters get phenomenal amounts of money for it, but I'm just like, that always drove me nuts about pop musicians and just people who don't do their own music, because you look at those, I think, mostly rock artists, and I don't know if it's like how, I don't know how, like, the genres is like hip-hop, if they are really into, like, doing their own lyrics and stuff.
I
like
think
that.
I think in hip-hop they're called more, like, call them more ghostwriters, where people submit, like, lyrics and rhymes, and, like, for, you know, Jay-Z or whatever, like, the big artist.
Yeah.
And, but, like, so Jay-Z, like, gets the credit, but, so I don't think is as credited as much,
right.
Like, in pop and country.
It's just like, they're seen as geniuses, and I'm like, but you didn't really write the song.
Right.
You just, I mean, sure, you got charisma. You can't just say, go out there and put anybody out there, but I'm just like, I think there's more respect when a band can actually fully have, I mean, full control over everything they're creating and writing and I think, well, I saw something on YouTube, too, that is like Dave Grohl came out and he's like, nobody in this band's going to be playing the computer or whatever. It's all instruments and, you know, fuck that shit, whatever, you know, just because they're like, this is just genuine rock music. And I don't know, I got a lot of respect for that stuff then.
Yeah.
But again, it's just like, you know, I can't say, well, you suck, because then it's just like, you know what, they're doing their own thing, whatever. I'm not a big musician or whatever, but it just, I don't know, I always have more respect for rock bands than a pop artist or something, so that's just me, I don't know, but I still couldn't imagine trying to be, like, you know, on your end where you're trying to do it for a living and just thinking, like, how small people's attention spans are, like, you probably got to work 3 or 4 times harder than what it used to be because people have all these sources of music and stuff. It's like, It's just got to be crazy. But even more respect to you for being like, you know what? Screw it. I love doing this. I'm going to go out and do it, you know?
Well, and not to mention, most nights you're probably competing with a Cardinal baseball game or a Blues hockey game or whatever. Yep. You know, you're trying to keep their attention over the sports on the TV and everything else that's going on.
It's good fun. So we were talking a little bit before we started about your tattoos. How many tattoos you got, do you know? Or how do you keep a count? Because I got three, and they look nothing like what you got, because, like, you got the sleeve going on. It's awesome.
There's seven big ones.
Seven. I mean, these are up his arm, but they're awesome. Like,
yeah, the color.
Tons of color.
It's Dave at the Ink Spot in Troy.
When did you get your first one? How long ago, do you know? Were you six? picked up the guitar and got the first tattoo, and you were set.
Probably 10 years ago. I got it on my... out of the... It was before he got his shop.
Oh, okay.
It was in his living room.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Cheap, nasty-looking chief symbol that he's got to redo. Hello. Dave.
Dave.
Come on, bud.
Aren't they all the first... That's just like the getting it done and then the addiction starts. Yeah. Right. Just getting that first crappy, like, one, and then it's like, no, he's
then he
off.
Did this one.
Yeah, he's got, like, this...
Look at the... I know I can't see it in here, but he just put those colors together. I mean, just it's night and day compared to what when he first started to what he is now, you know?
Yeah, he's got this gnarly Mighty Mouse, just awesome.
He's like, we're going to cover that up, because that's like showing somebody my high school picture.
Oh, right, yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't want to tell anybody who did that. Jeez. Do you have any tattoos, Shane?
Nope.
You ever had any interest in getting them?
It's crossed my mind, but yeah, I haven't really found anything that's...
Just curious. Yeah,
yeah. That's, you know, going to be permanent yet.
I got the Cardinal one, like this little dinky one when I was like first year of college, I think, and then... I have this one and my Blues one. I'm like, I've always wanted to get more, but then it's like a money thing. I'm too poor. You know, I just don't have enough money to get them. But then it's like, yeah, the same thing where you start to think more about it. And you're like, what do I want to get that, like, you know, just a little more meaning? And now having a son and a daughter on the way, I want to get something like that. But I still just like, I want to go like, make me a cool tattoo. And they're like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know, just make it cool. And, you know.
Well, all these, it's a fine line. A lot of people come in, let the tattoo artist is what their artist, man.
Yeah.
I went and I was like, hey, I want a diamond. And that's all I said. I said, I wanted an eye. That's all I said.
See, that's probably what I mean. It's like,
all him doing. I said, idea. I want Mighty Mouse. That's what he did.
Do you got a favorite one?
No, man. They're all recovery.
I think that Mighty Mouse one's just gnarly. Like, because it just looks so... The color's just awesome.
It's retarded, man.
I think that Mighty Mouse one's stupid. I would never get a Mighty Mouse. No, I like the AA battery. I used to work at Energizer.
For AA. Connected to my...
Oh, I got you. Okay, yep. Gotcha.
I'm going to get a clock here.
Yeah.
With my sobriety date set as the time. Oh. I'm going to get probably an arrowhead here, and then we'll finish that up.
Awesome. Do you have any on your other arm?
Nope. This one's going to be the demented, nasty...
Right, all the...
Skulls and...
There you go. Like the... who was it? Randy Orton. The wrestler's got just all these like black like smoke skull stuff's going on.
Yeah.
It's cool. I thought about... not to bring it all down, but when my dog passed a while back, I thought about getting like a dog tag or something with his name and something like that to remember him.
Get right through your neck.
Yeah, that'd right. be nice.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Get a mug shot and just be like, wow, that's pretty.
The dog right there on your forehead.
Yeah. What kind of dog was it? Oh,
it was Pit.
Yeah. Pit, that's right. Yeah. Those are horrible dogs.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Do you know those dogs are absolutely horrible? Why would you get one of those? Jeez. Facebook posts. These horrible dogs. No, I'm joking. Good times. I want to get more tattoos, but I don't know. I just don't have... I don't know. I guess I'm not brave enough to go and be like, I want this. Because I'm so... My attention span's so horrible. Like, I think I want something and I do it. And I'm like, it wasn't so much of a... You know, big fan of it. You know, I just wish I wasn't so stupid sometimes. I don't dislike any of my tattoos. I just wish I was more consistent on what I want.
I was just laughing because Wade just ate some jelly beans that are still sitting here from Easter.
Were they chocolate? We had somebody bring in a bunch of...
They're good.
Oh, they're Starburst, I think.
My throat's kind of sore, so I'm taking anything I can.
Somebody brought in a bunch of Jelly Bellies to work, and it was funny because it was in a bowl, all these colors, and by the end of the weekend, they're nothing but black ones. Chocolate and black licorice.
Black licorice.
Single two most disgusting flavors of anything in the history of the world.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. I don't need any. Jeez. So what type of stuff do you do outside of music? Play Call of Duty?
I'm a gamer.
Are you just a poser, man? Do you really play Call of Duty?
Hey, you want to hear this? I'll make it short, but I had a stalking issue with this lady who I've never even met. And it was all nice and fun, you know, a little chat here, a little chat there. She sent me an Xbox One.
What?
Whoa. I know.
Wow.
And then I found out she's fucking
nuts,
batshit crazy, and wasn't who she said she was, and had like 800 different profiles.
Was his name like Gary or something? He's like, I just need somebody to play Xbox One with, man. I just want a friend.
Right. But after this happened, everybody's like, well, give him my number, man. I'll talk to her for a minute if she's going to send this kind of stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll get you my number after this is done so I get an Xbox One.
So, yeah, dude, I've always been a Call of Duty freak.
Yeah.
I play it.
I've started to like lose interest in Call of Duty, probably because I suck at it. Like, that's main core. But, like, I like the Call of Duty World War II, like the old ones, like the original ones. But now it's like getting too futuristic for me. And I'm like, I just want to go not suck and just have
gun, aim, and shoot.
Right.
I don't want
to
curve and...
I like the... what was I playing the other day? Rainbow Six Vegas. Like, just start throwing that up.
Yeah,
I like the more strategic games than like the fast pace. Like, even Battlefront, I was having
it gets faster and faster.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Faster. When I saw D3, they were doing that new Rainbow Six game, and it was a little more... like strategic based, I was like, "That's kind of cool," because it's just a little more slow than just running and shooting people. Yeah. But again, it's probably because I'm horrible at them.
Modern Warfare 2 is probably my favorite one.
Was it? Yeah. I don't know if I played Modern Warfare. It's fun. I'm more of like I play sports games.
I think that was right after World War 2.
Might have been. Yeah, I think so. I think they jumped to that after.
Because Call of Duty 4 and Modern Warfare 2, or World at War, and then Modern Warfare 2 came out.
Yeah, I still have Call of Duty.
Where you could sit and actually snipe some stuff.
Yeah, like it was more, I don't know.
Hide. Yeah, there's
like, they had some really good sniper levels and stuff, and now I'm just like.
Because I really did, man. I would get my camo on, and I'm like, I'm playing war, man. I'm going to hide. And
then you'd get like messages like, stop camping,
right,
man.
Right, you little pussy.
What are you doing? You're like, dude, I'm just playing the game. I'm killing you. Don't be mad.
My,
dork.
Go to bed. You got school tomorrow.
Dude, I saw like a pie chart or something, and it says the percentage of people who have. Fucked my mom, and 1% said my dad, and then 99% was Xbox Live. I just thought it was hilarious. I'm like, that is fun.
Yeah, love it.
It was a good time.
I get on, dude. Yeah. We do the whole Sunday nights, man. My brothers and buddies will have a time. We'll get on, and that's when we catch up and bullshit and play.
I think that's just I don't have enough friends to like play. Most of them play hockey. I think that's kind of what it is. I don't have an Xbox One. I got to talk to.
I got a 360, crazy. Dude.
Oh, okay, there you go. I don't have Call of Duty. I just have a. All I have is I have Call of Duty the World War II one. That's all I have. Like
I got
Call
of Duty.
Do you? Well, I don't remember which one it was. Call of Duty 3, maybe or 2. I don't remember what the hell they're called. I just remember somewhere.
Love it, Dad. And I used to be into football. I mean, I'm a football freak, but
yeah.
I play football. But then that's like Tetris. There's certain plays you can't stop. There's
Yeah.
I remember when I first started playing video games, man. I'm like that. Online, what? You know, that's
never
so
gonna go anywhere.
I'm gonna play campaign.
Yeah.
And now it's like, man, give me a robot, and I'm like, oh.
See, that's I'm the other way around.
Never play campaign.
I'll play hockey online against other people, and probably because I can win. Like I'm like, I feel like I'm good. But like Madden and stuff like that, I'm like these guys. There's people who just play it every day for.
I do like me some hockey. That's fun. That's a great game. That's always been a great game.
There you go.
See, even in Nintendo 64, it was even good.
Oh yeah. That's a good time. So I'm just.
I just miss like GoldenEye.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart and GoldenEye was just
the simplicity.
James Bond.
I mean, obviously they're advanced for their time, but the simplicity of those games compared to now, like it's just they're still fun. I mean, they still talk about how that game's still like considered one of the greatest.
I'm surprised they didn't like they brought it onto like the Wii and like updated it, but like I don't know if we really played it. But there's something you can't play Wii like playing a first person shooter with the weird controls. Right. I couldn't at least, but yeah, I would love to go back and just play like just Mario Party, Mario Kart, all those old N64 games are just a blast. Like multiplayer. The dog just ate, they just ate a jelly bean. Yeah, so
everybody's getting some.
Saturday night. Should have seen me Saturday night. I played at this cupcake and martini place in Cottleville. And it's a nice place, right? And on each table they've got just like that. They got a nice glass bowl. With those, they look like rocks, and with a candle on each one.
Oh.
Anyway, sitting around, and had some people come up, and I sat down. I'm like, man, those look like those red, what were those little red fire candies? What were they called?
like hot tamales.
Red Hots
Something.
Those little hard candies that were like cinnamon.
Yeah.
I was like, man, those look like them. And I finally, I was children, I grabbed one. I put it in my mouth. And I was waiting for it to be a rock, and it was those. And they're addicted. I love them. So I'm going. I'm going through, and I'm putting handfuls in my mouth. From seconds break on, I'm just like, I can't wait for break. And I'm eating them, and one of the waitresses comes over, and she's like, that's gross. She's like, that's all full of wax and stuff. I'm like, I'm loving it. Leave me alone, man.
It's edible.
As soon as you laugh at me, I'll pick edible.
Get on my case, man. I don't even care.
I ate doggy biscuits in baseball. So you know what I mean?
I used to eat the dog, the milk bones when I was little. Yep. I don't know why, but
they're high in protein.
They're good. That's why I'm so freaking jacked right now.
Dip them in peanut butter is good.
Yeah. You got your own, like, one of those conch balls. You know, you spill peanut butter and you're just going around. What do you got there, man? That's my dog's conch.
I'm good.
Just filled with peanut butter. It's really good. Nice. What
kind of snacks you like? Like peanut butter and dog biscuits.
Yeah. Really? Together?
Yeah. You got a problem with that, man?
Delicious.
Don't judge.
Yeah. Get off my case, bro. Jesus. Goodness. So you say you play some Madden. Shane was going to give you some trouble about the Chiefs being a football fan. Now, are you a Rams fan, Shane?
No, actually, I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Well, see, I'm a Carolina fan because I was grew up in Charlotte. But I'm like a casual football fan. Sure. So somebody could be like, Cam Newton sucks. I'm like, oh, well, I don't care. Yeah, whatever. You know. But you talk about the Blues, and that's another thing. But, like, you know, the Chiefs, what was the deal with the Chiefs? Because weren't they, like, phenomenal and they kind of I don't know. Did they choke this year? They're like up. Casual football fan here. Were they playing that football game?
They had a great year, and then they went and then they blew a big lead in the playoff game.
Yeah, that happens. You know.
It's still sore. So, I played.
What I meant was the Cardinals.
Ever since I can remember, this is no lie. Ever since I can remember, I got three older brothers, so football was part of my life when I can first remember, and. I got to see the Chiefs. They were televised here.
Oh, right.
More, you know.
Yeah,
it was all we had for a long time.
Right. So I fell in love with them guys when I started playing the guitar that young.
Yeah.
Cool uniforms, right? You know, I'm a kid. Well, when I got old enough to realize their tradition, the family, and how good of the fan base is and all that, then it was just done.
Game
anyway,
set match.
So I've never missed a game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so like Sundays, even now where I'm at outside of Troy, internet sucks now. But back then, dial-up was...
Oh, my God.
But I would watch the little football dude. Oh. The game went televised. So like a noon game, I'd watch it.
Like the online or like a Gamecast type thing, but on dial-up.
And I get the final score like at 5 o'clock. You know? 8 hours
game
after
got
it's
over
done.
Two and
but I would watch it, right?
Yeah.
And I that's just part of my I love it. So the season was a great season, right? Well, my gigs are I'm getting busy now and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So Rendezvous in O'Fallon was like, we're not sure, but Saturday we might want you to play. Well, Chiefs playoff game was on Saturday and I'm like,
all right.
Cool, whatever, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's going to be the day of. And I'm like, that's fine. So I get all geared up. I watch them by myself. I don't have a, hey, let's have a Chiefs party.
Right, yeah.
It's serious
your
stuff.
Your mom's like,
man.
Don't talk to me when this is on.
Evidently, it's got to be the Blues to you.
I
can tell you're a big Blues
fan.
So I get geared up. I'm like, cool, man. And it was like the perfect game. It started out perfect, man. It was like 31-6. 31-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
Anyway,
didn't turn out too well.
So check this out. Yeah. Check this out. This is where I'm trying to get to. Right before halftime, they call me and they're like, "We're gonna go ahead and have you if that's cool." And I'm like, "It's money, awesome. We're up, beautiful."
Yeah.
So at halftime, I get ready and I'm leaving. And as soon as I'm getting ready to walk out the door, and third quarter started, and we threw an interception. And I'm like, "Nah."
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get on my phone and I'm gonna be able to listen to the game on the way there. So I thought, well, my phone's acting up. I can't get internet. There's a wreck. So I'm late.
Yeah.
So when I get to O'Fallon, I finally get internet, and we're up by like 10. They're coming back, and I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm setting up. I'm supposed to start at 7. I'm setting up. And I got one earbud in this one. And the place is happy, and they're all la-di-da-di-da.
Right, yeah.
It's packed. And they're all wanting to talk to me, and I'm like, ah! You know what I mean? Don't talk.
Right.
So I sit up, and they take the lead. And it's like 6:55, and I got to start at 7. Well, everything's set up, and I'm sitting on the stool, and the clock goes off, and I'm like, I'm staring, going, how the fuck am I supposed to play?
Right.
My heart just got broke.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
I'd never felt like this before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah. So I started playing. I'm in a bad mood. Can't remember lyrics. I don't feel like playing.
Yeah.
So I play for like 30 minutes, and I'm like, I'm going to take my break. I got to go outside. I got to get fresh air.
Yeah.
So I go outside, and I'm wearing my Chiefs stuff, and I go outside, and I come back in, and the whole place just stands up and gives me a round of applause. They're like, we love you, man. I'm like, damn, thank you.
Yeah.
I needed that. You got that just empty gut feeling.
Worst
like,
day of my life, man.
I
think still sore.
I think that was our first exclusive for the podcast. That was Wade admitting that he caused the Chiefs to lose.
Yeah,
that
might, yeah. Nice
if
shot,
you,
man.
If you, would, have stayed home and watched the rest of that game.
Freaking passion for music, man. That's what it gets you. That's what
it gets you. I don't care if it's point fest. I'm not taking it. Playoff game, I'm not moving.
With blues, that's kind of where I am. Is like if I can. And when I was working in retail, there's so many nights where I miss a game, and so like it wasn't as much a big deal. But when it hits the playoffs, you're just like, I gotta see every game. But luckily, I was able to watch them, which is unfortunately now not so
benefit
good.
Benefit of being able to of playing for so long and by ear. I did a it was a fundraiser for a Pets and Claws in Illinois when we were playing the Blackhawks the last game, the one we got eliminated.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the game, and when you plug your ears, you can really hear yourself well.
Yeah, right.
So I was like, I'll be able to hear myself over. So I'm in the corner playing for all these people, and I'm listening to the blues game. They don't even have a clue. And all my songs I memorized.
Right.
So I don't even know what I sound like. But,
no big deal.
But they're like, that was really good. And I'm like, yeah, but we lost. Yeah. I don't
know. Horrible. You don't know what I heard. Dude.
They had no clue I was listening to the blues game.
That's funny. Jeez. Well, I guess, like, you want to jam a song, man?
I will. Yeah.
Do some music here, and then we'll chat some more about what you got coming up here. So. What song are you going to play?
This is...
For the record, before you... He told us that he played... What's the song by Patrick Swayze?
She's Like the Wind.
She's Like the Wind, which is phenomenal. We're not going to play that, but that blew my mind. I was like, that's freaking beautiful. But yeah, so you're going to play an original one, right?
This is real. This is one that I wrote a long time ago. Sweet. This one, I've been writing with some guys that got some stuff coming out. But this one, I haven't messed with. This one all came out like... quick.
Just
it's not an X, you know. Yeah. It's the broken heart thing.
Sweet. All right. What's it called?
Never Say Goodbye.
Never Say Goodbye. All right. Here it is.
Promises you made. Broken hearted.
Now I say to you, good luck. Whatever you choose to do, now I have a happy heart, but I still can't say goodbye to you. I'll never say
is sore, sorry.
No, dude, that sounded awesome.
I've been sick for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Dude, my guitar was out of tune. No, that sounded great for, like... I mean, I can easily hear... Have you recorded any of your stuff yet? Or have you gone to the studio and recorded?
Not any professionally done, no.
Oh, I was just curious. That sounded, like, legitimately like a... Like, I could hear it on the radio. Like, it was... Anybody, that was awesome.
Thank you. But that's why I mean,
I'm not the guitar or the singing, but like the way you looked. You look like you could totally play guitar. Yeah. No.
You look like you can pull off.
You look like you could be a musician, man.
Like,
look at the tattoos and
stuff.
That sounded awesome, man.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Being a big fan of a lot of songwriters, I hear it all the time that like all the hits, that they come together in like 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like it's
the ones just.
Yeah, the ones that they work on are the ones that don't end up doing nothing, but. All of a sudden, like, you get a line or whatever it is, and you run with it, and all of a sudden a song comes together, and a couple minutes, and it becomes a big hit.
Right.
And so you said that one came together pretty quickly like that.
That bitch broke my heart.
That's what happens. Way to go. So how do you, when you start writing original stuff, is there a process you kind of go through? Is it just like... Because it seems like whenever you start music, you can't force it. You can't just be like, I'm going to sit down and write a song. I mean, for me, maybe it's different for how's your process of...
That's what I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much... I have a hard time, just in general, relating what I know, identifying feelings, ideas. I have a hard time translating that to you. Just in general, anyway.
Right.
And there's so much stuff in my head that I don't recognize how good that is. It's so jumbled. So that's why I've reached out to some people for some help. Because it's like, man, all I hear is people don't have ideas. And I'm like, you know, I've lived so much of, you know, when I was out in my fucking abusing days and... Yeah. You know, and just the road to recovery and the people who I've come in contact with. Anyway, that's why I was doing a thing at Shamrocks.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember if it was the Talk SDL thing or if it was Scotty's birthday, somebody's birthday. But they asked me to play their party, and there was going to be a lot of their buddies there. Cavo was there, and they were going to play some stuff. And Casey, the singer for them, we're supposed to get together and start writing, which his writing's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a great songwriter. And I'm just like, dude, I want to throw all this crap at you, and mm-hmm. I want to teach me how to. Is it a process? Is it a sit-down? Right. Or are we going to
just kind of go get our
favorite food and then hopefully something fall? You know, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Because if I try, part of it's, I think there's all kinds of crap involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's procrastination and laziness. And,
right.
I mean, if I really sat down and tried to do something, but then I get so complicated, and that's how my brain works. It's complicated. Yeah. The more simple you get, this song, man, I haven't even tinkered with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if the chord structure's right or not, or if there is a right or not.
Yeah,
but
sounded great, dude.
It's the chick.
Yeah,
and it's so simple that, dude, I really loved you, man. And,
yeah,
it
all just came together.
Right, and you're gone, dude. Yeah. And I love you. But I gotta say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Are you like your own kind of like worst critic, like when you're writing a song? Because that seems too, like, what's really hard is, like, you write something, you're like, oh, it sounds good, and if you start to kind of get hit, like, a, you know, a gap or something, or just like, oh, what should I do next, and you're just like, it sounds so good, you know, and just like, where you're, then you just kill, like, the whole thing, or you kind of,
horrible. I mean, like that with my voice.
Yeah.
You know, Shane posted that video of doing that for Dave, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. It makes me sick every time I hear it.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
So my self-esteem is shot anyway. So when I play and I'm like, oh, God. And then I get approached by these people, touching people really like in a significant way of going, I never heard stuff like that. Or
yeah.
And I'm like, really?
You know, you're just being good.
Because you're not hearing the same thing I'm hearing.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's probably
I wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't for people.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot, too. That they every time I'm like, I had a great time, like, watching people perform, and they're always like, yeah, well, that was a terrible show, and it's like, I loved it, I thought it was great, you know, it's like, but as a fan, like, I'm not, and I don't have the ear to hear all your mistakes and things, I can't pick all that stuff out. To me, it all sounded great, and I had a good time.
And,
and that's what, that's where the open-mindedness comes in, at, or as far as going, I'm sitting here playing, that's what I try to remember, going, how I hear it isn't how people hear it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not... Even if you mess up...
I say you probably could have gone through that song you just played and like, I messed up here, and then we're like, that sounded absolutely great, and you're just like, well, I messed up the brute, or whatever, you know?
And now it's a curse and a blessing of the same. It drives me to be as good as I can, and when I practice, it drives me to practice and all that, but then again, it takes away from enjoying the show when it didn't have to be as serious as I put it on
right.
to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, dude, you're just...
Yeah, right.
It's music, man. Just let it go. Yeah.
But if it's something you're so passionate about, and it's something you really... I mean, it's not like you're just... and maybe you're not as critical maybe doing like a cover, but when it's something you kind of put your heart and soul into, and you're like... You know, you want it to be absolutely perfect, especially when there's so much emotion behind it, you know, compared to like... You know, just playing the cover and being like, oh, if I mess up, you know, I got the gist of it. You know, if I was playing something original, I'd want to... probably be even more, 100 times more critical of it because it's there's so much that I put into it. But
And it's just it shows. I mean when like when you know, of recent man that there's a whole bunch going on of you know, I'm booked for a couple months out and it just shows that drive, whatever, the practice is paying off. So
Yeah. So let's talk about what you got coming up here. Shane had mentioned before the block was the block party.
Yeah, Ink Spot Block Party in Troy. They Wade's done it, what, 4 years in a row now. This is
give somebody else a chance, man. Jeez,
yeah.
Stop taking all the block parties, bro.
Last year was like huge. Like for $1, they had Cavo, Hurt, Shaman's Harvest, Hollow Point Heroes, Fivefold.
Lineups are retarded.
Brook Royal. Like, I mean, yeah, the lineup was stacked for a buck. And it was they focus on Midwest and...
There's another jelly bean.
Man, I can't help it.
Where's the dog now?
they focus on Midwest talent, local guys here all through, you know, St. Louis area. And Big Dave out in Troy, he's putting it all on. It's all his, him and Robbie. kind of came up with this idea, and they put it all together. And
it was supposed to be like just for appreciation for the fans.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was supposed to, and then it blew up.
Right,
wow. Big time.
Yeah, started in the parking lot as like a barbecue and a show, and mm-hmm. then like it went in, but now they're taking over the Troy Fairgrounds and,
oh, wow.
and last this is time
biggest point fest.
Yeah.
Oh wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, so Wade's always he's been a part of it 4 years, and he's going to be a part of this next one August 2nd.
August 2nd.
So keep an
and
eye
now
out.
I'm not sure what – I know that they have their band, their lineup's booked. I know they got two stages, and I don't know what they're going to do with me if they're going to – if I'm doing the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the beer garden for people, or if it's going to be here and there. For like a, like last year I did, before the three headliners did the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll come out. I don't know what he'll let me know the day
before. Right, yeah. 10 minutes before he gone. Okay, so I'm going to need you to cover this. And
mm-hmm.
so,
all right.
That's awesome.
Jeez. It's a good time, man.
August 2nd, you said?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You got any other gigs coming up? You said you're getting pretty booked, it seems like.
I am, and these jelly beans are awesome.
Those are $10 a piece, so we're really making some good. This is the podcast money fund, so every jelly bean you eat, that's $10. So thanks for providing our hosting.
As of now, the regular one, I'm at Everything Cigar and Wine Barrel Bar
mm-hmm.
every Wednesday night, 7 to 10. I'm going to be there a lot. I think.
That's like you said around Bryan and Inn.
Bryan and Inn.
That's where it was at, yeah. Okay.
Bryan and Inn. If you go, you know the theater is there on the Inn?
Yeah.
The two theaters. If you go right, they're doing that construction where they move in.
Yeah.
So funny.
I know that because I freaking worked there right there at that Penny's.
For, that makes me laugh.
But,
oh. Yeah. Well, when Bryan and Inn are right there, if you continue down Inn,
mm-hmm.
that's a quarter of a mile. Not too far. It's on the left.
Gotcha.
Every Wednesday.
You know where that pothole's at? And like,
right. You know where that one place is at? It's right next to it.
Is there a Walgreens nearby or a Quick Trip?
Yeah,
so
I know where it's at.
I'm there Wednesday. That'd be the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Rendezvous the next Thursday. Rendezvous in O'Fallon. That's across from McGurk's.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm back at the Barrel Bar the 11th that Friday. And then Saturday night I'm at... Whiskey Sticks off Bryan Road in O'Fallon.
Oh, gotcha.
That Rendezvous is a nice spot.
Yeah. Rendezvous is cool, yeah. Man.
I haven't been to a music, but I've been comedy there. And
they do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I do.
It's neat to see that they how much they are involved in the community and doing
mm-hmm.
Stuff. So, yeah, it's a neat spot.
I know that the Barrel Bar, I've seen something on Facebook, man. They had like a painting show there. And,
huh. Like an art festival.
But like you go in the back and they got rooms there. You can go back and shut the door and smoke them cigars.
Oh, yeah. Just got all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I got to check, and I'm just curious. It may, like...
You want some Garth, don't you?
Can you just play some goddamn Garth Brooks for me? That's just... That's all I need. No, I was going to ask you just... And I don't know if you're, into, like, guitar styles. But, like, is there a certain guitar that you've always just, like... Man, if I could have all unlimited amount of money. Like, that's just something that always crossed my mind. Like, being a
Cherry Burst Gibson Hummingbird.
Because it's legitimate. I don't even know. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah. Not a...
Is that like in Wayne's World whenever he's like...
Oh, obsessively.
And it's like
absolutely.
No Stairway to Heaven.
One day yeah. She'll be mine. Oh, yes. Mine.
Oh, yes.
And I see all these guys just taking them and taking it for granted. It's like, dude...
I always liked the PRS, those PRS electric guitars. And I was like, oh, my God. I wish mm-hmm. I... And then they're like, it's like $2,000. Never got one. But I figured you'd say the Esteban, that guitar that we were talking about on the QVC or whatever. You know, it's like $99.
Right.
Because it comes with the case, man.
It's
a hard
it's
case.
The PV Predator is the one I want. You can get it at Dwayne's in Troy for $30.
No, listen to this guitar. This is where you come in. It's like... dung. This doesn't sound like Esteban at all. Jeez.
I don't know. I was watching Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys a while back, and
mm-hmm.
and Jerry Jost has got his lineup of guitars, and like he's got the that Eddie Van Halen shattered like
5150
red guitar like that,
yeah.
And like I mean that's like such an iconic guitar too, like right. So many people probably anybody grew up through the 80s loving Van Halen, probably like, man, I want that guitar, and like, I want to play like Eddie, and
yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure like the, I'm sure you probably got one of those too.
I do. Well, actually, electric's not. I mean,
so you're more acoustic. I mean, you said you played, you know, different stuff. You said you just got it back to electric, but I was just curious, you know, because it seems like, I mean, especially playing guitar as long as you have, I just didn't know if there was like that guitar that you're like, one day, if I just, I would want that guitar.
No, because there's so many
different.
Electric guitars are different to me as far as like technology is so good that
yeah
you can buy pedals and stuff and make a shitty guitar sound really good.
Right.
You
know what yeah.
I mean? So it's like, I mean, there's a, I did get a Mars, a music store was going out of business a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
They were going out and they were doing a clearance and I bought a Kirk Hammett LTD Metallica
electric, yeah.
Like $200.
Wow.
Now it wasn't his signature series, it yeah. was his less, but that thing played fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I've played Gibsons where they didn't play as good, and it's like, you just never know.
I think a lot of times it seems like the talent of the guitarist. I mean, because like, I could have this crappy guitar and it's going to sound crappy if I play it, but like, if you picked it up, you could probably make it sound amazing. I'm just like, why can't I make it do that? You know, like, right. So I'm sure a lot of it's a talent, you know, it's just technique and how you're playing it, you know.
Right.
Like you said, electric's a little different monster because you got all these different that, pedals and effects that's and
my,
stuff.
I can do that in my sleep, man.
Yeah.
That's just not yet.
Tried. I wish I could. Even if I tried, I'd have a dream of that. It still sounded like crap. I just suck at guitar all the time. It's stupid.
Guitar hero.
Yeah,
guitar,
right. I bet I could beat you at medium with guitar hero. Come on. My brother's friend
98% bitch
could play I don't remember what song it was. I don't know if it was More Than Feeling, but play it like on the hardest level, not looking at it. He would just turn around and play that on guitar because he had it memorized. And was
right,
like, that's crazy.
God, I love that.
What about that? What about that Dragon Force or
oh yeah, the into like the. I can't remember what song. Yeah. It's like Into the Fire or something.
Yeah, that song is just insane.
But yeah, it sounds like, yeah, it doesn't even, I wonder if they're.
It's like a chicken balking.
Yeah, I wonder if they're. It's a turkey. Oh, man. I wonder if they can, if that really sounds that good live. Because I heard they speed that up, but I don't know. I've never been a major Dragon Force fan.
Yeah, I think it's the name of the band. I don't know.
It's Dragon Force,
but can't
I can't
be fun.
It. Yeah, I know, like, I would be stressed out.
You ain't jumping around and
you get
headbanging to that. You gotta be like,
yeah, okay, just imagine if you miss, like, three or four notes and then you're behind. You're just like, no, I can't play anymore.
Can't catch up to Lightning Man.
Where am I at? No. Jeez, that'd be crazy. All
right, let's hear your cover of Dragon Force now.
All right.
The acoustic cover. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just plays his E string. Just nods. There it is. You're set, man. Sweet. Well, is there anything? I think we're about set here, dude. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah. If anytime.
Good to talk. And like I said, that song was awesome. Like, I could have. You could have just played the radio and I'd be like, oh. Phenomenal. So, well done. So, I mean, yeah. I could have played it better, but
I mean, you know,
I didn't want to show anybody up. Yeah. Get out my mandolin.
You like good 80s, 90s rock, country, everything? Check out Wade. He's coming to your neighborhood.
That's right. Come for your kids.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, well, he's a good guy.
Or your kids' mothers.
Your kids' mothers. If they're available.
If they're
available and they're respectable women. Not threatening at all, though. He's a really cool guy. So,
if they like it, to do with the cha-cha.
Right. So go ahead and say the couple places you're going to be at real quick. Just to...
All right, Wednesday night, going to be at the Barrel Bar. Everything's Wine and Cigars Barrel Bar. Brian and Inn, 7 to 10.
Nice rhyming there.
Like that. Right.
Put that on post.
See.
Sorry.
10th, Thursday. Rendezvous, 7 to 10 in O'Fallon. Friday, I'm back at the Barrel Bar. I think that's from 7 to 11. It's longer on Friday. And Saturday the 12th, I'm at Whiskey Sticks from 8 to 11.
Nice.
That's off Brian Road.
And he's got a Facebook fan page. You can give him a like.
Check that out. He has a Twitter page. Yes. Yeah, play. Just keep playing that. It's gonna play the fun podcast out. Yeah, play it out because we're gonna finish off that. That's phenomenal.
Denver Wade Trent, music and personal, whatever. You can like it on Facebook. I always post on Sunday nights where I'm playing that week.
Yeah.
On my music page because it always sticks up there. I won't just get lost in the feed.
Oh, right.
And that's where I put my videos and stuff.
Yeah. the...
You can get the link to my YouTube stuff.
Yeah, it's all on there, so. You freaking rock, dude. Appreciate you coming on. Awesome. Enjoy it.
Thank you, guys.
And again, Wade Trent, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ha 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 ha.